Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis. It is 8:33 right here on K1, the one you trust. Beautiful sunshine. Temperature is going to cooperate a little bit later on. Right now we are at 38 degrees. And Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And today, friends of the library have arrived. How are we doing today, friends?
Great.
We have Connie Lavoie and Shelley McGill on with us today. And first of all, Connie, we've got a lot of good things going on here with a contest that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about this creative writing contest and what that's all about?
I'm happy to do that. The creative writing contest, sponsored by the Friends of the Library, the Bartlesville Public Library, has been going on for decades. It's very rewarding to me to work with it. The Friends of the Library are volunteers, and the Friends is a nonprofit. Community members can donate to be Friends of the Library. They can volunteer. And we do things to supplement what the library can offer, things that might not be in their budget, but we'd like to do. And that would be, we always do the Lego Creations Contest, the Battle of the Books, and the Summer Reading Program. Mm-hmm. And then we also do the series of book reviews called Books Sandwiched In.
Oh, yes.
And then probably a big one is the Creative Writing Contest. Well, the purpose is to encourage people in our community to write. A lot of people have thought about writing, but maybe they haven't sat down to do it, or maybe they've written something, but, you know, sometimes it can be scary to share it. But this is a good way to start, and it's from eighth grade all the way to every age, the oldest age.
Oh, indeed. You know, that's it's a great outlet, because there are so many times people have thoughts, and they're kind of reluctant to share them. When you write them down on paper, suddenly it doesn't feel so scary. But then again, oh my gosh, I got to share it with somebody else.
Well,
but you know something? there comes this really good benefit. It's a freedom that you feel when you're able to write and express yourself. And it's just one of those things. I have to do it every day, and it's my job. But I enjoy doing it, because it's not really my job. If you do something you like every day of your life, you're really not working. You just kind of mailing it in.
I understand what you're saying. and it's a little bit scary to put yourself out there. I think it takes a bit of courage to write and then share it
with
anyone, because it's very, very personal. It's really come from you.
But it's also rewarding.
It can be very rewarding. It can even be therapeutic at times. Oh, yeah. There's a registration form. You can get it printed out online, or you can get it at the circulation desk or the reference desk at the library. And there are different categories. Mm-hmm. So for adults, there's fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's literature. And there are very specific rules about how many words and how to do the format and everything. Everything's on that one sheet. Mm-hmm. And then for eighth graders, and then they have their own category or division. And then we have 14 to 17-year-olds. They're judged separately, too. And in those, there's fiction, nonfiction, and poetry are the categories. And we have volunteer judges who remain anonymous, but who are either writers or very avid readers. And then we have prizes. We have first place, second place, and grand prize. And the prizes are cash.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I'm not talking about big money here, but I think it'd be pretty satisfying to write something and get paid something for it, even if it's just $100 for the first prize, $50 for second, and then 100 more if you end up being the grand prize winner. Then we have
that's still a lot of money these days.
Oh, especially for an eighth grader, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But then this all happens. The winners are notified that they've won something, but they don't know what they've won. Mm. That happens in March or early April. And then in April, we have our annual meeting of the Friends of the Library and the award ceremony. And that is the most fun for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, because it really means something to people when they win for work that they've done.
Now, in order to get the rules and everything, visit the library, but is there also a website there?
Online. It's that. What is it? It is bartlesville.lib.ok.us. Mm-hmm. Or you can just Google Bartlesville Public Library and you'll go right there. That's the easy way to do it.
It just flies right up there on the screen.
So I think that's about what I had. My big thing is the creative writing contest, although I love to be involved in the other programs of the library. Mm-hmm. But Shelley knows all the rest.
Well, Shelley, first of all, I want to thank you for introducing my family to the Library of Things, because we've checked out a lot of things in a very short time.
That it is one of our favorite new collections, and it's a collection that no matter what you like or would like to try, mm-hmm. we probably have it.
I can vouch for that.
from trying out an Instapot before you buy one to trying our electric guitar or acoustic guitars or woodwinds, or we have hundreds of cake pans. If you want to bake a holiday cake, mm-hmm. just come check one out. You don't have to go buy one. We have everything from, we even have like bird watching kits, and one of our residents took it to Costa Rica with her, had the greatest time. And so if you have just a loose moment and you want to go see what you can try out today, it's fantastic. One of our favorite kits is our duct tape kit. The teens and the kids love it. They come and they can make anything from, you know, you've seen them making prom dresses. Well, we don't give you enough duct tape for that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you can make a little purse or a wallet or something. And the creativity at the library right now is kind of exciting.
1,003 uses for duct tape. But, you know, our little one, she's checked out most of the woodwinds and half the brass or something like that in the Library of Things. But that's only just a part of what the library here in Bartlesville offers, because there's so much more.
Well, one of our new things that we partnered with the Rotary to do is we made a digital conversion station. And so what that is you can bring in your VHS tapes or your old camcorder tapes and turn them into a DVD or a digital file. Mm-hmm. And so the only caution on that one is you can use that room as much as you need to, but if your tape is 2 hours, it takes 2 hours to convert it. So don't walk in thinking you're going to do it quickly. You're going to get to re-enjoy that memory as it's happening.
There's no cut and paste in this baby.
No, there's not. But, you know, it costs a lot to do that. So the sweat equity is what you have to put in to do it yourself.
We're talking with Shelley McGill. She's the library director at Bartlesville Public Library. So many other things are taking off here at the library. Now, Connie just pointed out something to me. She goes, you got to check this out. It's called Just for Teens. What's going on there?
Well, we're having a really fun time integrating our teens back into the library. When I first took over in 2015, we did not have a space for teens. We didn't even have a place for teens. Although we welcomed them, they didn't have their own spot. So we are in huge development of a place for teens. And so also that comes with programming. So right now, upcoming on December 13th, we're going to have origami. And it's really cool. They're going to create gift boxes and angels and Santas out of paper folding. That's a lot of fun. And you get to take something with you. And then on December 21st, we're having a STEM club. And for teens, and George Hockeyatis is going to come in and teach electric circuitry. And last time we packed the room, he did it for kids last time. This time it will be for teens. And so we're really having a lot of fun events for teens over the weekend. They had cupcake decorating with Dusty Hardesty of Dusty Rose Cake. So if you're a teen and you need something to do, don't forget the library. We got it for you.
Hey, what are those bags that are on top of the shelves
that you see every now and then? They're called the TLC kits.
Oh, what's that?
They are kits that are themed for like farming or doctors or zoo or something. And you take that kit and it has games in there, it has books in there, it has textile type feely things in there. Just they have QR codes that take you to websites. It's mm-hmm. just amazing. It's a kit in itself to learn about a special topic that day.
Hmm. Now, we touched on something that took place just over the weekend here with the baking and what have you. I understand there's a whole lot of cooking going on at the library from time to time. Is that true?
It's very true. We are in the process of, and we're about a week away from finishing the kitchen and the upstairs meeting room. And if you've never been through the process of putting a kitchen in a commercial building, well, I have a whole new appreciation for all the codes you have to follow. But it has been a blessing to you know, work with all the contractors and the people to get that going. So what we have going on is we have two chefs who come in and cook. And right now we have Susan Miller, and she used to have a bake shop right across from City Hall. Mm-hmm. And she's getting ready to open a new one on 2nd Street. And then we have Sandy, and she's a chef from Alaska, and she comes in, she teaches international dishes. And I'll give you a quick possibility. I'm talking with the head chef of the Mercantile to come in and teach a cooking series there, and I think he's going to do it. So we love to teach cooking classes at the library, both for teens and kids and for adults. They're always free, and they're always so informative.
Wow, that's something else. That really is. And, of course, we have books in the library. We have so many, all these different offerings. And sometimes, you know, it's not that they're forgotten. It's just assumed that there's always books. But there are wonderful books.
We will always be your traditional library. And we have over 80,000 books there in the library. Mm-hmm. We have the ones, the brand new ones that are out that you can check out for a week. We have the ones that are not so new but are still pretty great for 2 weeks. And then we have audiobooks, and a lot of people, that is one of the fastest growing things because people are so busy. The audiobooks you can listen to while you're exercising or cleaning or going about your regular day. And so those are becoming more and more popular. We also have something called playaways. And the playaways are audiobooks on a little cassette that you can stick in your pocket. And it's a book on like a little MP3 player.
Wow.
And take that when you were working out, like walking?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That would be perfect when you're walking. Ah, I hadn't really thought of that until I'm going to look into that one.
I put it in a Ziploc bag and took it to the beach because I didn't have one of those water things. Worked great because it just kept it cool and dry. And
now, do you get that from the circulation desk, or is there a special area where those are?
Right now, they're in the very middle of the library. There's a case with a bunch of orange cases right in the very center of the library.
That is. Okay.
Yes, those are playaways.
Look for the orange.
Look for the orange. Okay. We are going to reorganize next month and put them with the other audio CDs. Mm-hmm. And so they will be integrated with the CDs. But for now, they're on their own case in the middle of the library.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand the friends of the library also have, they've gone into business a little bit there. They got a little bookshop there in the corner. And you can actually buy books, right?
Well, only if you have 50 cents.
Yeah, well, you know.
Or if you're a child, if you had 10 cents. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to bring the big bucks to get these books. And they're withdrawn books from the library or books that people have donated to the library, and they are the source of funding for the Friends of the Library that help us make possible some of these projects. One I didn't mention was sometimes we've purchased some book club kits, too. Uh-huh. And some people don't know about the book club kits. But book clubs can check out the whole kit for 2 months, and you get about 10 copies of the book. Sometimes you get an audio with it also, and readers questions, discussion questions. So it's great for starting a book club because nobody has to buy the books, and you just, one person checks it out. That's how I started one of my book clubs. Mm. Check out this kit. You have this big bag. And then you just distribute the books at one meeting, and then people bring them back after you've discussed it. You check it back in just like you would a library book, only it's a whole kit, and you have 2 months to get it back. And so it's good for starting a book club, but it's also good for existing book clubs, just making it easier for people, and they don't have to put out any money to buy the book. And how many do we have?
We have 23 to 24. We're always kind of switching them out.
Mm-hmm. And these are books that have been pretty popular and would make good book club discussions.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. How can we find out more about Friends of the Library?
Well, if you go in the little bookstore, we have some brochures there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also ask anybody at the library. And a lot of times we have in the library newsletter, there will be information about what's going on with the Friends of the Library.
Mm-hmm. And now can we find out more about what's going on? Because things are always moving at our Bartlesville Public Library. How do we do that, Shelley?
Absolutely. Well, we have our website, which is bartlesville.lib.ok.us, which it was shorter, but that's it. We have a Facebook page. We have a Instagram page.
You're on the gram.
We're on the gram. And we also have a Twitter feed. So you can just about find out anything you need from any of those sources. We try to keep them all up.
Very good.
I just wish I knew what Twitter was.
You're not missing much.
Maybe I don't.
My Susie's on it, and she had enough one day, and she just said that.
Oh,
that's
really?
It. Driving me mad. I never figured it out. So, but for those who know it, like it, and they use it all the time, they're checking it on that phone forever. So it's not a throwaway. It's just not my wheelhouse quite yet. Well, I want to thank you both, Connie and Shelley, for dropping by today and being a part of our program right here on K1. Thank you.
Thank you.